This afternoon, I'd like to share with the topic this, the parents behind the Jacob.
今天下午我想跟大家分享的题目是在雅各身后的父母。
In the name of Jesus, I speak that.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
Actually, I designed this 3 hours in last week. We had a speech convocation in Chicago.
其实上个礼拜我们在芝加哥灵恩会的时候，我们有这一系列的讲课。
So 1 hour for the mother behind the Jacob, and second hour father behind the Jacob, third hour is the God behind the Jacob. That's why.
本来的题目是在雅各，第一堂是在雅各身后的父亲，那第二堂是在雅各身后的母亲，那第三是在雅各身后的神。
I thought I have a confidence. I thought I remember everything.
我本来很自信，认为我能够把这三堂课的讲道都能够记起来。
But yesterday I reviewed that I lost my confidence. I forgot it.
昨天我在复习一次的时候，我就发现有很多事情有很多都记不得了，所以我就失去自信。
So this afternoon, I thought I have a different topic, but later I changed my mind. I go back to this one.
本来，所以我安排今天下午本来讲其他的题目，可是后来最后我还是又改回来。
Lesson to Genesis chapter 24.
让我们翻开创世纪二十四章。
Genesis chapter 24, from 37.
从三十七节开始。
Genesis chapter 24 from verse 37.
创世纪二十四章三十七节开始。
And my master made me swear that saying that you shall not take the wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I live, but you shall go to my father's house and to my relatives and take a wife for my son. And I say to my master, suppose the woman does not follow me. Verse 40.
四十节。
And he said to me, the Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you to make your journey successful, and you will take a wife for my son from my relatives and from my father's house. 41.
四十一节。
Then you will be free from my oath when you come to my relatives, and if they do not give her to you, you will be free from my oath.And this is what Abraham, when he sent his servant to his relative, the place where his relative live, so that he can choose the wife from his own clan, so that the wife to be his son's wife.
这是一件故事，在亚伯拉罕派他的仆人去他本族那里去娶一个，为他儿子娶一个媳妇来。
So he's a servant who went up to Mesopotamia and then find out there's the next to the well.
结果这个仆人到了那个区的时候，在一个在一井的在一井打水的地方休息。
Then he prayed to God that can find my master's son's wife to be a smooth way.
他就跟神祷告，求神让他一切都很通达。
I'm going to ask the lady, let me drink a little water from your jar.
他要问一个女子。请求让他给他水喝。
And then the lady says, "You drink, and I will draw the water for also the camel for you also."
那这个女子要是回答说给她愿意，而且她愿意打水给骆驼喝的话。
If lady say to me, then that is the one for to prepare this woman for my master son's wife to be.
要是这个女子愿意这样子做，也跟我这样子说的话，那愿这个女孩子就是成为我，成为我主人儿子所预定的妻。
So he next to the well, and he saw that there's the lady coming to the well.
他正在讲这话的时候，在井旁就看到一个女子来了。
So that he asked some water from her jar.
他就跟这个女孩 要求水喝。
Indeed, she asked, I can draw the water for your camel also.
结果他就不但请让他喝，而且也为他的骆驼打水给他们喝。
That's what happened in chapter 24 from verse 17.
这个就是在创世纪二十四章十七节以下的故事。
Well, chapter 20 from verse 37, this message actually talked to this lady's father, which is talked to the lady's father.
他这个时候，其实在三十七节这里所说的话，他是跟这个女子的父亲在跟他对话。
So this is what here we find out her character.
从这里我们可以看到这个女孩子的她的她的品德。
She's a very positive character.
她有一个很正面的这种个性。
At that time, Abram gave a 10 camel to let his servant to bring to the, this journey to meet the daughter-in-law to be.
亚伯拉罕那时候派这个仆人带了十个骆驼去为他找一个媳妇来。
We understand ten camel is many camel.
我们知道这十个骆驼不是小数的。
Each camel they have a long journeys without water, then they're very thirsty, and they once they drink, then they drink a lot of water.
因为他们已经长途的来到这个地方，这每一个骆驼都很渴，也会喝很多的水。
Because we understand that many of the people that when they don't like to when they help others, just very limited, very minimum.
我们知道有的时候有人想帮助别人的时候，他们就是最基本的方法来帮助。
And he made a long journey to reach to here. All 10 camels, they must be very tired and they need to drink a lot of water. But she willing to offer such a great amount of water. She draw from the well and offer to this camel.
我们就看到这女孩子她很愿意的为这个十个骆驼，虽然他们经过长途旅行这么累，而且这么渴，他们也愿意为他们打水喝。
And also later, this the servant says, since he find out he find this the rabbi's the daughter, and then he wants to go right after overnight. He wants to go back to his masters with her.
当这个仆人找到这女孩子，他想要过夜就要回去了。
And at that times, they offered maybe because she's our family, she might want to say goodbye, then may not see her anymore. So maybe 10 more days stay with us.
那女孩的家人说，因为她这样子忽然走了以后，我们很难以后再见面。我们希望能够让她与我们同住在十天以后。
But that time the master said, I better go after next morning, then I want to go back to my master.
但是亚伯拉罕老仆人说，我还是愿意能够早一点回去。
So they insist, but now the way to insist is ask this Rebecca. If she say she stay, then stay, and go, then go.
所以那这父母就说这样子好了，我们就问我们的女儿，看她愿意留下还是愿意走。
And Rebecca right away said, "I want to go with him."
利百加马上就说她愿意跟这老仆人走。
Let's look at the Genesis chapter 24, verse from 55.
让我们看。创世纪二十四章五十五节开始。
But her brother and her mother said, "Let the girl stay with us a few days, and say 10. Afterwards, she may go." And he said to them, "Do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away, and I may go to my master." Verse 57.
五十七节。
And they said, "We will call the girl and consult her wishes." And 58.
五十八节。
Then they called Rebecca and said to her.Will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. And then they sent away their sister Rebecca and her nurse with Abraham's servants and his men. So we can see here the Rebecca's personality.
我们这里可以看到利百加的个性。
She never met Isaac before.
他从来没有见过以撒。
Only knows this this servant was sent by the Isaac's father.
只认识这个老仆人是以撒的父亲派来的。
Only she can determine because based on so far what the servant says how she met this she met him.
他所知的只是从这个老仆人听到的，他所遇到的这个老仆人。
She never hesitated.
但是他却没有他却没有犹豫。
She's such a determined to go. I will go with him.
他就下了决心，愿意走。
Because all time and this journey is a quite long journey.
在古时代的时候，他要做这个旅程是很长途的。
There's some says it takes some months.To make this journey.
有的人说他们要这个行程可能要上月的。
But after she depart from the family, then she have no chance to meet them again.
而且她要是离开之后，可能没有机会再回去。
But here the verse 58 says, she says, I will go.
在五十八节这里说，我愿意去。
It's showing us her determination. Once she think that this is the way, then she determined that she take it.
从这里我们会看出他这种果定的做决定的这种快速的方法。
We find out when she find out that her husband Isaac later he blessed his son the Esau instead of the Jacob. At that time she take action right away.
后来当他当利百加看到她的丈夫要祝福她的长子的时候，她也马上的就做行动了。
And many times we think that, many times we know that, Jacob is the cunning person.
有的时候我们想雅克是一个很狡猾的人。
So she's the one that initiated lying to father. That he stole the blessing from his father.
我们在想他是他用自己的手段来把他哥哥的福分给。
But actually, Jacob was passive at that time. Whatever her mother do, he just followed.
其实我们仔细想想，雅各是一个很被动的，他是只是听他母亲跟他所吩咐做的话。
When Rebecca heard Isaac talk to the Esau, say, "You go, I'll go to the hunt, and then bring the good meal for me, so that I fully bless you." And Rebecca heard about it.
因为利百加听到以撒吩咐他的长子说：“你去打猎，把这个猎物做一个好的食物给我，然后我要祝福你。”
Now we find out that Isaac really loved the Esau.
所以看出以撒是多么的爱他长子以扫。
Isaac never shared this one to his second son, Jacob, of this matter.
他从来没有跟他的次子雅各这样子说过。
Jacob, I mean Isaac already determined to bless the first one to the Esau.
因为以撒已经决心要祝福他的长子。
But his wife Rebecca heard that this message and then he called Jacob.
所以利百加听到他丈夫这样说的时候，他就叫了他的二儿子来。
Since already your father determined to bless your old brother.
既然你的父亲愿意要要下决定做祝福你的哥哥。
What you do, you prepare I'll prepare the dish for you, and you bring this into your father. You receive the blessing from your father.
所以你要把我所准备的这个食物带去给你的父亲，让他祝福你。
Actually, the Jacob was afraid at that time.
其实雅各那时候很惧怕。
And let's look at the Genesis chapter 27.
让我们看创世纪二十七章
，verse 11.
第十一节。
And Jacob, chapter 27, verse from 11.
创世纪二十七章十一节。
And Jacob answered his mother, Rebecca, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man." 12. Perhaps my father will feel me that I shall be as a deceiver in his sight, and I shall bring up upon myself a curse and not a blessing. This is what the respond from the Jacob.
这就是雅各他的他回答他母亲。
And verse 13.
十三节。
And his mother said to him, Your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go and get them for me.
十三节，母亲对他说：“我儿，你招的诅咒归到我身上。”你只管听我的话，去把羔羊给我拿来。
So actually, Jacob actually passively follow what mom says. He get in with the dishes what mom prepared. He received the blessing from his father.
所以雅各他一切的动作都是很被动的。他带去的食物其实是妈妈准备的。
Then we find out who is ultimately wrong and ultimately right.
所以我们可以看到到底谁是错，谁是对的。
Because his mother remembered at their birth.
因为他的母亲记得在他们生之前
God already gave them an understanding the second one to be the one to be greatest
因为神跟他们说过这个老二将会比老大更伟大
She always remember the one who the blessed one is not the first one the second one
所以他就记得这个不是第一个会得福，而是第二个。
Well, later, even the mother find out that Jesus already get married with the Canaanite woman.
后来他们看到以扫跟娶了这些迦南地的女子们。
That's what happened in Genesis chapter 26, verse 34 and 35. You mentioned that.
在创世纪二十六章的三十四和三十五节这里提到。
So mentioned that the parents they brought the grief to Isaac and Rebekah at that time.
就看到以扫的这些妻子使以撒跟礼拜家心里愁烦。
By that time, the Rebecca already determined that this blessing, father's blessing, has to go through the Jacob.
所以利百加一定已经下了决心，神的祝福，以撒要施的祝福，一定要给雅各。
I'm sure because mother loved the both of them, Esau and the Jacob.
我相信作为母亲，一定两个儿子都爱的。
But she remembered what God's will is.
但是她却牢牢记得神的旨意是什么。
Of course, from the outside of the view, that this one is because they lied to the father and stole the blessing from the father.
从外面一个角度可以看，我们可以说他们以欺骗的方法来把这个祝福给偷走。
But actually, the Isaac he made a mistake at this time.
其实这是以撒的错误。
What Isaac have done is to ask his son that Esau go out to make hunt and bring good dishes. I bless you. This is not according to the God's will.
以撒所吩咐以扫做的事情，去找一个猎物，做一个好吃的东西来让他祝福。其实他这个已经超越了神。
He understands what God's will is actually from the Esau and the Jacob when they were born at that time.
其实在他双胞胎儿子生下之前，他已经知道神的旨意是什么了。
He knew that God already blessed the second one, not the first one.
他很清楚的明白神是要祝福老二，不是老大。
Actually, he's trying to change the blessing. He's the man's way, so that he wants to bless the first one. This is not God's will.
他想要改变这个祝福，不想要祝福老二，而是想要祝福老大。所以他已经改变神的旨意。
But mother knows who's supposed to receive the blessing from the father.
但是母亲却记得是谁要应该得到这个祝福。
So at this time, there's not enough time. So she's setting up this way to she let his second son, the Jacob, receive the blessing from his father.
因为利百加看到时间已经不足够了，所以叫他赶快这样行。
So we find out here's Rebecca's her personality.
从这里我们可以看到利百加的她的个性。
She's very determined. Once she's determined it is right, she can do it.
她是很有决心的。当她知道什么是对的话，她就下决心马上动作。
I feel like it really influenced his son's life.
我相信这个大有影响他儿子的一生。
But you find out the Jacob's in a person.
我们看雅各他这个人。
Once chapter 28, he ran away from his brother.
从二十八章他那里离开逃走，从他哥哥那边逃走之后。
Yeah, so he determined that he's himself his life, and he stayed in his uncle's place for 20 years.
他这样子逃跑了，在他舅舅家住了二十八年。
When Uncle Reuben asked, so since you stay with me, so you, it's good, it's no good, you just work for me without anything. So tell me what you want.
那舅舅跟他说，你在跟我在这这么久，我应当给你什么呢
？And then he just speak to his uncle right away. I want to get married with your second daughter Rachel.
他马上的就跟舅舅舅舅说，我要你的这个第二个女儿，就是来做我做。
So we find out that Jacob is very dare himself. He wanted and he expressed himself.
所以可以看到雅各他也是很有胆量的，他想要什么他就马上要。
So he said, 7 years, I will serve you for your for the ritual for the service, so I can have she can be my wife.
他愿意为他舅舅工作七年，这样子拉姐可以成为他的妻子。
And also when she worked 7 years, and then actually the uncle lied to him for another 7 years because the first one.To be a wife, and for the second one, so it takes 14 years. He serves his uncle.
结果他这样答应之后，结果舅舅欺骗他，所以要他再给他为他服侍七年，然后一共服侍了14年。
After 20 years of his life, after that, God says, "Now depart from here."
那他在舅舅家二十年之后，神叫他回。老乡
he never hesitate, but he depart from there.
他也不犹豫，就马上的做行动。
Now he know that he has a lot of challenge because when he get into the his parents' place and the land of Canaan, he have to see his uncle.
他知道这是一个很大的挑战，因为他要离开的话，他会要从他的舅舅手下离开的。
But he willing to take this kind of challenge and difficulties.
但是他也愿意领受这种挑战。
Because God says go, then he go.
因为神叫他离开，他就这样做。
The word, this kind of a characters, this kind of a character he built up to learn from who influenced this kind of character.
所以我们想想，他从是谁影响他有这种的品德呢
？It come from his mother.
我想他是从母亲受了母亲的影响。
In a sense, Isaac is the one. Isaac is a very good person.
我们可以说以撒是一个很好的人。
But when he blessed his son, he never asked God, but he never trying to figure out who's the one to receive the blessing. But he's on the human's way. He wants to bless the first one. That's his weakness.
当他要祝福他的儿子的时候，他并没有记起或者是问神他应当祝福谁，而是以他自己的意思要祝福他的儿子。
Rebecca and Isaac, they're very different personality.
我们就可以看出利百加跟以撒他们两个人很不同的个性。
But Rebecca is a very determined person.
利百加是一个很有决心的。
In Jacob's life, we can find out that each moment when he determined.
在雅各的一生，我们也可以看出，他一下决心的话，他是就是不放弃的。
If this is the will of God, then he determined and he go on.
他知道这是神的，既然是神的旨意的话，他就这样子的下决心做。
And God does like the people who determine and then they follow him. God likes the people who follow him without hesitate.
所以神是喜爱一切愿意下决心跟随他的人。
In the Bible, we find out every time when Jesus calls his disciple.
我们看到耶稣呼召他的门徒的时候。
And every time say, follow me.
他每次就呼召他们说跟随我。
Anybody who respond to him say, follow him,They become a disciple of Jesus Christ.
任何一个愿意这样子马上的行动，就成为他的门徒了。
It's not easy to give up their own things in their life.
让他们一切的一生的东西都放下，这是不容易的。
Well, all eleven of them, the disciple of Jesus Christ.
这11个耶稣的门徒。
When they follow Jesus Christ, they give up everything and follow Jesus.
当他们跟随耶稣的时候，是实在的放弃了一切。
Now our journey, our Christian journey, also willing to follow Jesus Christ.
我们作为基督徒，我们也愿意跟随主耶稣。
No, we find out that Rebecca has a such kind of a great character in her.
所以从这里我们可以看出李百加他这种优好的品格。
It influenced Jacob's life a lot.
这也大大影响雅克的一生。
So she always seeking the God's will. If this is the God's will, she just take its action.To follow it.
他会寻求神的旨意，当他知道这是对的话，他就马上下决心的做行动。
Then how about Isaac?
那以撒如何呢？
Isaac is the father of Jacob.
以撒是雅各的父亲。
Now Isaac has many good points also.
以撒也有很多优点。
And of course, Rebecca also good point and a weak point.
当然，李百加他是有优点，他也有缺点。
The when she trying to lie to his husband, so let his second son to be received the blessing from her husband, it's the wrong way anyway.
虽然李百加愿意他的小儿子得祝福，用这种欺骗的方法，所以这种方法还是不对的。
So that kind of mistake she made it.
所以这也是他所犯的过犯。
If Isaac, we'll go back to the Isaac, the father of Jacob.
那现在我们来看一看雅克的父亲以撒。
He also has a weak point and also good point.
以撒他本身也是有约点和缺点。
If we find out in the Bible, Isaac, his story is not many chapters actually offer.To explain about his life.
当我们看圣经的时候，其实并没有提出很多关于以扫的故事。
But yet his life was successful enough to be chosen by God.
但是他却过了一个很成功的一生，得到神的祝福。
Now we find out when he was young, actually his life was great struggling in his young ages.
从圣经我们可以看到的就是他在小时候有很多的
Because he struggled between his old brother Ishmael.
因为他跟以实玛利有很多的冲突。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 21.
我们看一下创世纪二十一章。
Genesis chapter 21 verse 8 and 9.
创世纪二十一章第八第九节。
21:8-9.
21章的第八第九节。
And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. Now Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had born to Abraham, mocking.
第八节，孩子渐长就断了奶，以撒断奶的日子。亚伯拉罕设摆丰盛的宴席。第九节，当时萨拉看见埃及人下嫁给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子，嬉笑。
Of course, this is simply saying this word, you know, it's not that much described but elaborate. But we find out from here that when Isaac was young, and he kind of struggled with his brother.
虽然这边这两个经节并没有很多细节。我们可以看出以撒小的时候一定有很多的冲突跟他的这个哥哥。
But in the Bible here, his complaint to father or mother.
但是圣经上并没有讲到以撒跟父母亲抱怨。
It was throughout the whole Isaac's life.
在以撒的一生。
Bible, you find out, you never find out that he complained to God or complained to his parents.
我们是看不到一节关于以撒他跟他父母或是跟神而抱怨的时候。
And one thing we find out, his very precious character is submission.
我们所以看到的以撒最好的优点就是对神的顺服。
In Genesis chapter 22, God showed up to Abraham and said, you offer your only son that you love to where the mountain that I show you, you go and offer your only son.
因为在创世纪二十二节，神显现到亚伯拉罕那里，叫他把他的独子献出来。
Now Abraham brought the two servants and with his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕就带了他儿子跟两个仆人一起。
He doesn't give any more information, but all four of them they made a journey to the mountains.
这里并没有很多的细节，可是讲到他们一同的往山上走。
On the way, and then later, before they climb up to the mountain, then they ask the two servants to leave there, and then now he and the son Isaac, they now hike up to the mountain.
那快到那山上的时候，亚伯拉罕叫他仆人在这里边，在这边等，然后他带着他自己的儿子往山上行。
At this time, Abraham is quite old age.
这时候亚伯拉罕已经年纪长大了。
So once you see the Genesis chapter 22 verse 6, Abraham led all the wooden, the wood and the fire, and the lamp for the burnt offering, and asked let the Isaac to carry all this.
所以他让以撒带着这些从在他身上带着背着这些木头而去。
On the way to the hiking on the mountain, find out he bring all this wood and the fire, but where is the one the animal?
所以在他们往山上走的途中，以撒说看到有柴、有火、有刀，可是那动物在哪里呢？
So Genesis chapter 22 verse 7, he asks his father.
所以在22节,
Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
第七节他就问他的父亲说燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Abraham said, God will provide it.
第八节亚伯拉罕很简单的回答说神必预备。
God will provide, and then the son take it.
父亲这样说儿子就接受了。
This time Isaac's age like a teenage this time.
这个时候以撒儿子他已经是一个十几岁的青年了。
He's smart enough to figure out.
他已经足够的智慧可以了解。
But he just believe what the father says.
可是他也很单纯的接受他父亲
说的话。I'm sure because he prepared the altar there, that he helped his father to make altar there.
我相信他也帮他的父亲在那里筑坛。
And Genesis chapter 22 verse 9, Abraham tied him up.
在第22章第9节，这里说亚伯拉罕把他的儿子给捆绑起来。
When he was tied in by his father.
当以撒被他爸爸在捆绑的时候。
I don't know at that time Isaac's mind, what did he think about in his mind?
我在有的时候想以撒他这个儿子坐在那里想什么呢？
Oh, in this way I'm dying.
他或许心里说：“我就这样子死了吗？”
So I am the one, the lamb for this altar, then.
原来我就是这个要做燔祭的羊羔吗？
We know the human nature. We like to. We are the flesh. We like to survive. We like to have the desire of our life is strong.
我们知道我们的本性都是要存活的。
Especially his age was a teenage.
尤其他是一个青少年而已。
He can just, you know, knock his father down, and he just run away. He can do that.
他很容易的可以把他的父亲推倒就逃跑。
But he willing to himself to tie it by his father.
但是他很愿意的让他父亲捆绑他。
That's a great submission.
这是一个很大的愿意顺服的一个人。
Later, God knows that Abraham's loving God.
后来。神看到亚伯拉罕是如何爱神。
So God bless Abraham.
所以神就祝福亚伯拉罕。
But without the helping of Isaac's submission, it was impossible.
要是以撒没有顺服的话，那这是都不可能的。
It was a great credit that given credit from his father because Abraham raised his son Isaac in this way the son as a submission.
我们可以。看到亚伯拉罕他是这样子好好的带他的儿子，让他能够这么样的顺服。
But yet we can praise the Isaac's such kind of heart of submission.
但是我们也可以称赞以撒有这种愿意顺服的心。
Actually, the blessing that Abraham received, this blessing actually continued carried to the Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕从神得到的祝福全部都。传到以撒身上。
Because of this submission,
也就是因为他这种顺服的心。
Without submission, it was impossible he received the blessing of God.
他要是没有顺服的话，那就不可能接受这所有的祝福了。
Our Christian life, what is one of the most very precious the character is submission.
所以做一个基督徒很重要。也很宝贵的一个品格，就是要有顺服。
Why all the 600,000 they all perish in the world on the wilderness?
为什么在这个六十多万以色列男人都在 途中 死去呢?
Because they're disobedient.
因为他们不顺服。
So I hope that we can learn from the his kind of submission.
所以我但愿我们都能够学到这个顺服的心。
And the Isaac and his figure turned to be like a figure of Jesus Christ.
所以以撒他的能够预预兆这个耶稣他以后要来的这个耶稣
because of this character of submission
就是因为他有这种顺服
when Jesus when he carried the cross and when he walked onto the Mount Golgotha
当耶稣背着十字架往哥哥他山上走的时候
no one really supported you know, really kind of praised his way to walking on the Golgotha
没有一个人赞美他往这样子的往哥哥他身上走。
All those people support him like his disciple all run away already.
本来支持他的跟随他的门徒都跑掉了。
But Jesus willing to carry the cross, walk on the Mount Golgotha.
但耶稣他很愿意的往往哥哥他身上走。
He is God himself.
他本身就是神。
But he understands why he came to this world.
但是他却明白他为什么来到这世上。
But he willing to submit to God.
他也愿意顺服神。
So that he can fulfill the will of God.
他也这样子能够成全神的旨意。
He understands his sacrifice the way to open the way of salvation to the whole world.
他知道他这样子的奉献自己。才能够把这个救恩打献给全世界。
He understood he, this way that he sacrificed his life so that he can overcome the Satan.
他也知道只有牺牲他自己的生命才能够胜过撒旦。
So this way can the name of God to be glorified.
这样神的名才能够得到荣耀。
So once we find out the Isaac, his character.
所以从这里我们可以看出以撒他的个性。
The character of submission.
他有这种愿意顺服的品德
so that he fulfilled the God's will and also received the blessing of God.
他能够成全神的旨意
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
让我们看希伯来书第五章
Hebrews chapter 5 verse from 7 to 9.
希伯来书第五章从第七到第九节
Hebrews chapter 5, verse from 7 to 9.
希伯来书第七章第五到第七节。
In the days of his flesh, he offered up both a prayer and supplication with a loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his piety. Verse 8.
第八节。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Verse 9.
第九节。
And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him,The source of eternal salvation. And here the writer of the book of Hebrew, he mentioned that a focus on the obedience of Jesus Christ.
这个希伯来书的作者他这里加强耶稣的顺服。
And verse 8 says, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
在第八节说他是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
The obedience requires a lot of suffering, actually.
要学得顺从，其实要经过很多苦难的。
We find out the Genesis chapter 22 when Isaac when he tied up by his father.
在创世纪二十二章亚伯拉以撒被捆绑的时候
，He has to think about the coming of his death.
他那时候必会想到他即将要死。
We have the experience of the desert what called the giving up from his father.
所以他已经他愿意
Actually, his father haven't tell him this truth before.
因为他的父亲一直没有告诉他这一切的真况。
So far he lied. He can think about it. He lied to me.
所以他其实自己心中可以说，我父亲欺骗我了。
But he experienced up there his kind of the such kind of suffering he experienced.
所以在那时候他已经经过这种苦难。
We remember when Jesus died on the cross.
当我们记起耶稣在十字架死
的时候。He cried out to his father, Sabbatani. He mentioned, why you forsake me?
所以当耶稣钉在十字架的时候他也向他的天父哭喊说主啊主啊为什么你放弃我
Jesus experienced a separation from his father.
他那时就 体验到他跟天父而隔绝。
We understand the submission is not simple matter actually.
我们了解顺从并不是那么的简单。
Jesus learned from his suffering of this precious obedience.
耶稣也因为受的苦难而学习到了顺服。
Sometimes in our life we face the suffering and stress in our life.
在我们一生当中，我们有的时候也是受到压力还有苦难。
Many times through suffering we learn the true obedience.
但是常常是因为这些苦难，我们才学习到顺从。
Obedience is a precious character. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
顺服这个是一个很宝贵的一种品德，也是
make our Christian life to be successful.
这样子才能够做一个成功的基督徒。
Now we know Isaac has this precious character.
我们知道以撒有这种很优美的品德。
So let his father receive the blessing carry on to him.
这样子他父亲 所得到的福气能够让他承受到。
But we find out the Jacob's life.
那我们看雅各的一生的时候。
His life, he's a very smart person.
他是一个很聪明的人。
He has his own idea many times.
他常常有自己的主意。
Yet God has to suppress and also the change mold him to be like a submit, one of submit to God.
但是神却借用很多的方法来压抑他，来塑造他，让他最后能够顺从神。
It was God's design led him to send to his uncle's place for 20 years.
这是神的旨意，让他到他舅舅那里住20年。
He have gone through a lot of difficulties.
他经过了相当多的苦难。
He especially learned that his uncle changed the wage 10 times.
他尤其知道他舅舅改变他的工资十次。
No one truly favored to him at that time when he was sent. He just sent to his uncle's place.
当他被到他舅舅那里的时候，没有一个人优待他。
He has dealing with a lot of struggle within his family also.
所以在他自己的家庭里面也经过有很多的挣扎。
In his life, he doesn't want four wives. Actually, he wants one wife.
他本当
Have you noticed that?
其实只想要一个妻子，结果他没有要想要四个妻子。
I want to Rachel to be my wife. That's all.
我只是想要李家做我的妻子。
But because of his uncle's rabbins, the lying, so it turned out to become four wives in his life.
结果因为他舅舅这样欺骗他，到最后变成四个妻子。
I don't think it's a blessing.
我不觉得这是一种
福气。Of course, this is God's way to let his life to have this.
当然，这也是神的方法，让他。
But you find out because of four wives, how much he struggled in his life.
但是因为这有四个妻妾，所以可以看出他。
Among the four of them, they had jealousy and struggle between them.
生活就有很多的冲突，因为这四个女人就有很多的。
And he has so many children in his life.
而且他有这么多的儿女们。
There's a lot of struggling.
就当中有很多的冲突。
Then we find out that Isaac, God trained Jacob smoother enough be like Isaac actually.
可是神也借这些苦难慢慢的训练锻炼雅各成为跟以撒一样。
God trained him 20 years for his perseverance.
神借这用这20年锻炼他的这种耐力
for the perfect submission,
让他能够完全顺服。
After 20 years, he coming back from his uncle's place.
从二十年之后，他从他的舅父家离开。
He learned from actually his character to be shaping like his father.
我们就发现他的个性也被塑磨变成像
person,
类似以撒一样。
Person like enough to submit to God.
变成一个愿意顺服的人。
So, as a father, you also find out when God says, "Do not depart from this place and stay here." And, so, during the time of famine, also at that time, Isaac showed great submission to God.
当以撒碰见饥荒，神跟他说，你不要离开这地。这时候，以撒也是很顺服的，就留在那里了。
But we find out Isaac is that a character of submission.
所以我们就 可以看出以撒他这种愿意顺服的个性。
One character says we choose the one for our life, Christian life success, we can say submission.
要是我们可以有所选择一种基督徒最重要的一个品格的话，那就是顺服。
Isaac's life was blessed.
所以以撒的一生是得福的。
Because of this submission.
因为他顺服。
When Abraham arranged the wife, this Rebecca, in his life.
当神亚伯拉罕安排给以撒的这个妻子
Now Isaac never complained to his father.
以撒从来没有跟父亲抱怨过。
Whatever father arranged for him for wife, he just take it.
他父亲怎么样的为他安排他的妻子，他就这样子接受。
That's Isaac's character.
这就是以撒他的个性。
But later, also Jacob also received this character.
后来雅各也。学习到这种品格。
So today is mentioned about the parents behind Jacob.
今天我所想要讲的就是雅各
身后的父母。Jacob has a precious mother and precious father.
雅各有位很宝贵的父亲和母亲。
In our Christian life,
在我们做基督徒一生
，with all the brothers and sisters, we as a father and mother.
我们其实都是互相我们彼此的。
Our role as a mother and father is very important.
所以作为一个父亲或是母亲的角色是很重要的。
Because it influenced the new generation.
因为这会影响我们新的一代。
Because we are not the finished my generation alone, but we have to carry precious this character of our Lord Jesus Christ hand over to our new generation.
我们要把这些好的品德交代给下一代。
So we can carry also precious faith onto our new generation.
我们也应当把这个好的信心来传给下一代。
So parents' role is very precious and very important, very serious.
所以作为父母的这是一个很严肃的一个角色，也是很宝贝的。
I hope that we have carried this precious responsibility each one of us will carry for our children.
但愿我们都愿意承受这个责任，为我们的下一代的。
And also in the church.
而且在我们的教会中也是。
We have a young generation in the church.
我们有这年轻的一代。
Our adult generation as a parent ship also important.
作为成人的，我们作为父母亲的。
And Apostle Paul, he wants to be a father instead of as a teacher.
使徒保罗他愿意作为父亲而不愿意只是做一个教师。
He wants to show the good example.
他想要做一个好榜样。
So he willing to ask as people to follow his example.
所以他要求信徒都学效法他。
We know the church is like one family.
我们知道教会就是如同一家人。
We have carried this precious.Responsibility as a father and mother.
应当接承这个角色，作为父亲或是母亲。
We can be as a father and mother.
我们可以成为做一个父亲或是母亲。
Before finish, let's read one verse here. First Corinthians chapter 4.
最后看一经节，哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse from 14.
哥林多前书第四章从十四节。
14 to 16.
14-16节
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse from 14 to 16
哥林多前书第四章十四到十六节
I do not write these things to shame you but to admonish you as my beloved children for if you were to have a countless tutor in Christ yet you would not have many fathers for the Christ Jesus I become your fatherthrough the gospel 16 I exalt you therefore be imitator of me here the Paul here probably he himself mentioned that as a father not as a tutor
在这里保罗跟他们说他是带他们如同父亲一样而不是做师父的
he mentioned that this is similar verse like Colossians Philippians he all mentioned there too
不但在这里，在加莱泰还有哥罗西书都有提到。
The be imitators of me.
他都说你们要效法我。
Jacob he himself to be as a successor of his father Isaac.
雅各成为继承他父亲以撒的人。
His quality is enough for himself to be as a chosen one, as a the descendant of the Abraham.
他的品格也值得作为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So Jacob is to be become a great Jacob as Israel because of his parents.
雅各后来变成以色列，也就是因为他的父母亲们。
We raise our children according to the God's way.
我们要带我们的下一代就是跟随神的旨意。
So our role is precious, important as a parent.
So 我们作为父母亲的角色是非常的珍贵的。
Let's sing hymn 145.
让我们唱诗145首。
145. Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in what I'll be for, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. What He leads I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in what I'm before, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be there, if in danger for Him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in what I'm before, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting in what love shall last, trusting in till earth be past, till it in the jasper wall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in what I'll be for, trusting Jesus, that is all. Let us all pray together.
让我们一同祈祷。
We as a father and mother, we can pray for our children.
我们作为身为父母亲的，我们可以为我们的儿女祷告。
For my philosophy, it doesn't matter they become a millionaire or they become a like poor enough to just barely live in this world.
对我来说，个人来说，不管我的孩子们，或许做完百万富翁，或许是刚刚好可以生存的。
Whether they speak Korean or they can speak Korean, whether they speak Chinese doesn't matter.
他们会说韩文或是会说中文，这也不重要。
I don't. That's not my issue actually.
对我来说，这都是次要的。
Whether they can stay in the faith.
最重要对我来说就是他们能够保守他们的信仰。
As long as their life within in the Christ.
他们一生能够保守在基督里。
As long as they marry within the same faith.
他们能够跟同信仰的人通婚。
Even because when they're in the school, I don't care because what their grade, you know, of course it's they will get good grade and is happy.
就算他们在学校的成绩也是，当然我是他们有好成绩，我是很高兴。
I never force them to you have to better grade and good grade.
我从来没有强迫他们，你一定要有相当什么样的成绩。
Just be a good person.
你一定要做一个有好品德的人。
Be a good Christian.
做一个好基督徒。
Faithful to God.
要对神忠心。
There's always a reward.
那一定有赏赐的。
That's enough.
这就足够了。
And so we as the children of God.
我们身为神的儿女们。
We as a parents.
我们身为父母亲的。
What is best for our children?
对我们儿女最好的是什么呢？
And just like Paul, he showed a good example.
就像保罗，他做了一个好的模范。
Be imitator of me.
他就说效法我。
That is the most important.
这就是最重要的。
So that's how we can carry this precious salvation and precious truth onto the next generation.
我们就如此能够把这个美好的福音还有这个信仰
especially we can pray for our children
传到我们的下一代也特别为我们的儿女祷告
and pray for ourselves also
也为我们自己祷告
let's all pray together
我们一起来祈祷